It's the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.
The Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann. We're catching up with Jacques Peacock of the National SPCA today. He joins us following our Dispatch podcast yesterday. We were discussing live export of almost 60,000 animals out of East London on the Almasilla. And Jacques, you felt there was some comment from your side that needed adding. What do you have to share?
Good morning, Darren, and thank you so much for having us. Indeed, the NSPCA, as the only animal welfare organization in South Africa mandated by legislation, is active in inspecting the animals both at the feedlot and on the ship in the harbor. Our team has been in the feedlot since last week, Monday, and on the ship since it docked this week, Tuesday. And this really is a devastating matter. We released a media statement this morning confirming through laboratory testing and visual examination the diagnosis of ORF amongst the sheep. That came after lesions around the mouths of sheep at the feedlot were observed, and we sent it in for testing, and the diagnosis came back positive. There is the risk that animals aboard the ship are exposed to this disease. We pulled all the animals that were showing clinical signs from the feedlot. But of course, this virus also has an incubation period. So our concern is the animals that are on the ship that will develop these painful sores on their mouths that affect their eating, they lose condition, and it poses a risk for serious secondary infections. So that is our big concern at the moment. We remain at the feedlot and at the harbour as we speak. And this really it just goes to show that saying that it doesn't matter whether the animals get slaughtered here or out here just does not hold water. These animals are in for 3 weeks of agony aboard the ship, even those that are not diseased. The conditions just aren't a five-star hotel.
Sure.
If you look at the Al Kuwait, and the Al Kuwait just emphasized previous footage that is available from Australian shipments, that shows what the vessel looks like mid-journey. The vessel currently standing in the East London Harbour, no animals were on it. So that is why you can say that it is clean and it is perfect, because there have not been more than 60,000 animals on it with four weeks on end.
Jean, could you just repeat the name of that disease? I missed it. And explain exactly how do animals contract that firstly, and what are the symptoms again?
So it is known as ORF, or by its old English name, scabby mouth. It is lesions or scabs around the mouth, commonly found in sheep and in goat. At the feedlot, we observed sheep having it, and it is painful sores developing around the mouths of the animals. It is a zoonotic disease, which means that it is transmissible to humans who come in direct contact with it, and it's obviously contagious to the other animals as well.
Now, for anyone who hasn't personally been on site, like myself, it really sounds like there are two different worlds that are being described. We had the Agri-SA boss from the Eastern Cape, Peter Kluter, join us yesterday. He said it was a five-star feedlot. You're describing a scene of sick and, in some cases, malnourished animals. There were also some pregnant animals removed too.
Indeed. I can assure you that this is not a five-star hotel. The Almasilla is a 40-plus-year converted car carrier that was refitted for livestock. It is fully enclosed and 100% reliant on mechanical ventilation. In other words, there aren't open sides or windows that fresh air comes in. It relies 100% on mechanical ventilation. The easiest way to describe it is that it looks like an enclosed parking lot. There is a history of mass deaths and mechanical failures. And the live export fleet is generally old. The Al Kuwait ship that saw the tragic scenes in Cape Town is described by exporters as the newest and the state-of-the-art vessel. So if the conditions on that ship look like that mid-journey, just imagine what it looks like on a fully enclosed, more than 40-year-old vessel.
Absolutely. Now, Jacques, many people saw the state of the animals on that live export vessel in Cape Town recently. It was an absolute disgrace. And that is where a lot of the public opposition and emotion stems from. Does the vessel in East London look like it could end up in that condition, in your opinion? What are we looking at?
Well, we know that, and it's not just because of the Al Kuwait. There is incredible footage that was released from an Australian shipment that that initially exposed the conditions on these live export vessels. And we must remember that these animals are on the vessel for 3 weeks. It's a really long time. It's 21 days. So you can't compare what the vessel looks like now after you've been on it for 1 hour to what it will look like during mid or towards the end of the journey. The Al Kuwait was a mirror image of what a vessel looks like during its journeys, and that is the state of the art carrier. In terms of cleaning the vessels, I mean, if you have so many animals on the vessel, you can't just say, yes, but we clean. It is estimated that cleaning the Al Masila, the pens, takes up to 48 hours. So once you finish with one 48-hour loop, you have to start again if you clean in succession. And we saw with the Al Kuwait that simply was not true. The ship came into the harbor in a filthy, unhygienic, and unsanitary condition, and that is what the animals were made to endure during their journey up until the stop to Cape Town and then further.
NSPCA has been opposing these live exports for many years. What would you like to see happen in future? Do you want live exports to be banned outright, or are you looking for better control?
We currently have pending litigation in the High Court, which includes an action to ban the export of live animals by sea, especially over the equator during the summer months. But the NSPCA has remained opposed to live export and has always called for animals to be exported in carcass form. The litigation is ongoing, and that will remain our stance. No matter how people phrase it or try to put up a facade to try and promote this, that is the reality. And even from an economic perspective, South Africa must realize that we really are the sloppy seconds. It is no major growth plan for the economy or no major boost. The exporters are only coming to South Africa because Australia currently has a seasonal ban on exports because of the horrific conditions during the warm summer months. So it is not sustainable, and as if South Africa has tapped into a brilliant new market, we really are the second option.
How do you address that economic argument? Are economics and animal welfare mutually exclusive?
The NSPCA has always said that where there are animals and where there is profit together, there will be animal cruelty. We have been in the business for very long to form that considered opinion, and that is what we keep on seeing. And it goes for any type of animal cruelty. We do understand that the economy is important in South Africa. I mean, us too, as a non-profit organization who relies on donations, understands the importance of a strong economy. But you cannot, resort to animal cruelty, animal neglect, or put profit before animal welfare for the enrichment of a few people.
Jacques, just finally, talk to me about the sort of access that the NSPCA has had for oversight and observation. I understand you had to go to the High Court in Makanda to have certain rights endorsed.
So the NSPCA, contrary to what was said, actually did not approach the court. Al-Mawashi launched an urgent application to interdict the NSPCA from continuing screening at the feedlot, especially in terms of shearing and in terms of screening for pregnant animals. They lost. The application was not successful, and the court then affirmed the NSPCA's mandate to screen all animals going through the feedlot to the harbour, rather, which really was just an affirmation of the warrant that we already have. We are on the vessel and on the feedlot under warrant, which allows us to perform our functions in terms of the Animals Protection Act. At the feedlot, it entailed screening of the animals to remove any compromised animals from going onto the ship. And then we also, at our own expense, brought in a veterinarian with scanning equipment or sonar equipment to scan the animals and to take out any pregnant animals, which was a long and tedious process. The animals were scanned, were screened visibly, and the ones that were removed from that visible screening were then scanned by the veterinarian that we brought in. The sick animals, including the ones with the scabby mouth or the ORF, were removed. Injured animals with cuts and injuries from the reckless shearing were removed. Animals with eye infections. Yesterday we had a sheep who was blind in both eyes and that was expected to go on a three-week journey on the ship.
You're on site as you speak to us. Where to next? What action do you take next as an organization, Jack?
So currently at the feedlot, all the sheep have been loaded. They are busy loading the cattle today. I'm speaking to you from the harbour where we are continuing to monitoring the loading of the animals onto the vessel, including the welfare of the animals already on the vessel. So we will continue exercising our mandate without fear, favour or prejudice and remove any compromised animals that are not allowed to go onto the ship and to ensure to the best of our ability and to the best that the law allows that no compromised animals are on this journey.
Thanks for joining us, Jacques. Keep fighting the good fight. Appreciate you being available to the Daily Dispatch today.
Great. Thank you so much, Darren.
That was the Daily Dispatch in discussion with Darren Mann.